So this is the second talk about, speaker diarization, what we are trying to focus on multi-stream approaches. And actually the technique, the baseline technique which we are using is the same as in the previous talk, which is information bottleneck system. And we are mainly, as the topic is saying, we are mainly trying to look at the combination of the outputs or combination actually of different streams on different levels. But these are only acoustic streams now, so no private information from role statistics and so on. Again, I am the third author here. This was done by Deepu, who was a PhD student at TDI, but already left, or finished his PhD. And actually, introduction and motivation is more or less the same, or kind of close. Again, we suppose, or we assume that the recordings which we are working with are recorded with multiple distance microphones. As actually features, what we are using are two kinds of acoustic features, MFCC features, which are kind of standards, and then this time delay of arrival features, which look they are pretty complement to MFCCs, and people nowadays they use quite a lot for diarization. Actually, this combination, meaning acoustic feature combination, with information bottleneck technique is giving more or less a state-of-the-art results in meeting diarizations. So back to motivation. So usually the feature streams are combined on model level. So there are separate models, like GMM models, for different acoustic streams, MFCCs or those TDOA. And then these actually log likelihoods in the end are combined with some linear weighting. There are also some other approaches like voting schemes between these systems, like diarization systems already, or actually the initialization of one system is done on the output of the other system or some integrated approaches. Our actually question is if MFCC or this two kind of different acoustic features can be integrated using independent diarization systems rather than independent models. Or in other words, if there is actually some advantage on using systems rather than model combination. What do we mean by system model combination? I hope it's going to be clear after other slides. So maybe the last one about outline of the talk. So first, let me say a few words about this information bottleneck principle, which we use, and which is actually done on single stream diarization, so no combination of different features. Then I'll say a few words about model-based combination, about system-based combination, some hybrid combination, and the experimental results. So again, state-of-the-art results using actually this bottleneck, information bottleneck technique, meaning we are getting state-of-the-art results with such system, and there is not much computational complexity in that. So this is definitely advantage. How does it work, this information bottleneck principle? Actually, this kind of intuitive approach, which has been borrowed from document clustering. So at the beginning, suppose that we have some documents which we want to cluster into C clusters in our terminology. What is added there as the information is some variable y, which is a variable of interest, or we call it as a relevant variable, which actually knows something about this clustering. So suppose in this document clustering, this y variable can be words of a vocabulary, which of course knows about these clusters and has information about documents itself. We also actually suppose that there is a known conditional distribution PYX, so Y given X is available. And back to this problem or speaker diarization, our X, capital X, is actually set of elements of the speech. So again, speech segments, again, uniform segmentation, we suppose, and these need to be clustered into C clusters. So what this informational bottleneck principle states, that the clustering should be preserving as much information as possible between C and Y, while minimizing the distortion. This distortion we can see as some compression, for example, or also in our way, it's actually some regularization. So if we don't have this distortion C and X, which is actually in our terms mutual information, or Y, X, and C, or I, X, and C, if we don't have it, it's probably going to cluster into one global cluster, which is not the case we want. So again, this is some intuitive approach, but in the end, it looks that, or it can be proved, that if we are going to optimize this objective function, which is again mutual information C, Y, and minus some Lagrange operator X and C, we are going to actually to move the problem to the way where the probabilities, those probabilities Y given X, are going to be measured or compared using simple divergence. So that's the point. So we don't need to look for some special divergence or the measure which is saying which cluster we should be merging together. In this intuitive approach, if we do the derivation, we will find out that actually there should be Jensen-Shannon divergence used for clustering. So in the end, the approach is pretty simple. It's going to be seen here. It's actually agglomerative approach. So in each iteration, we are merging two clusters together based on the information from this divergence. So we take those clusters which have the smallest divergence and we just merge them, and we do it iteratively until actually there is some stop criterion. This stop criterion is again pretty simple, and it is actually normalized value of, if I go back, this mutual information between C and Y. So again, to somehow finalize this IB approach, why it is good, we have a stopping criterion, we have actually the way how to measure the similarity between clusters, and it's pretty simple to encode it even. So just a few information about those probabilities which are actually here. So we always suppose that probability of C given X, where C is cluster and X is input segment, is going to be hard partitioned, meaning it always belongs only to one cluster. There is no like weak weighting between several clusters. And there is probability Y given C, which is actually some relevance variable distribution which is used to actually to do this merging. And everything should be more clear actually on this figure. So again, suppose we have input speech which is uniformly segmented, for example, MFCC features in this single string approach. We have elements of these relevant variables. I still didn't say what it is, but it's probably intuitive. In our case, it's just universal background model, which is trained on entire speech. And this is actually defining our variable to do the merging. So actually this table, which you see in the middle, are vectors py given x, which are probabilities of vector y given input segments. And we do the clustering, which is again agglomerative technique, and in the end we get some initial segmentation, and finally we do refinement using training GMM and doing Viterbi decoding. Now let's go back to the feature combination. So in case of feature combination which is based on the background model. So suppose that we can have two features, again, features MFCC and TDOA, and we have two background models which are trained on such features. What we can simply do that we can just weight, linearly weight, these PY given X vectors or probabilities with some weights, and it's going to give us new matrix of these relevance variabilities in the end. These weights, how to get it, of course we train them or estimate them on the development data set, so they should be generalizing over different data. So once we have actually this P by X estimated, the rest of the dualization system is same. So we actually do it just at the beginning, where we combine these relevance variabilities, and then we just do iterative approach to do clustering. So actually this is not new, this has been already published in, I think, last InterSpeech. This is just, again, the graph, how it is done. Again, there is a matrix of those PYX probabilities, the vectors, like common vectors, and they are simply weighted by linear weights in the end. And then there is a clustering operation and refinement. Now, what is actually new, and what we are targeting in this paper, is multiple system combination. So instead of doing the combination before clustering, what would happen if we do combination after clustering? So again, we suppose that there are two background models trained on different features, and there are two dualization systems in the end, so we actually iteratively get some clusters. The stopping criterion actually can be different, meaning we can have different number of clusters for feature A or for feature B. In the end, we get again these probabilities Y given X or Y given C actually, and we are trying to go back from these clusters to initial segmentation, which is again probability Y given X. How to do is just simple Bayesian operation, and again there is some image how this is done. So again, suppose there are two dualization systems which are doing complete clustering, and in the end we are again getting some clusters, and to get actually back to these initial segments P Y given X, we just apply those simple operations. We just simply integrate it over all P Y C. Why this should actually work is again a little bit intuitive. In this case, this P Y X after combination are actually estimated on a large amount of data. So they are not estimated on those short segments as in case of feature combination before clustering. Now each actually YX is estimated on a lot of data because we have just few clusters in the end, of course. The third approach is actually hybrid system. So it's just the combination of those two previous. So before clustering and after clustering. So in one case, what we can do is just that before clusters, we just, simple stream, we just do system combination, and then we just combine such output with the other stream, which is actually before clustering. So maybe it's more seen here. Again, in two streams, in one case we do this system combination, so we do clustering, and from this PYC probabilities we go back to PYX to get initial segmentation or initial probabilities for the segmentation. And in the second case, actually we just do this, which is a TDOA stream, we just try to do this combination before clustering. Yeah, so those two techniques are simply combined. Of course, at the end, we have some PYX matrix or PYC matrix, and we just do realignment as before. Of course, there are two possible cases, what should be done on which kind of streams. And this is going to be seen, the results are going to be seen in the table. But again, maybe it's intuitive how this should be done. So let me say a few words about the experiments. We are using the same rich transcription data, 17 meetings, so no AMI data, but only rich transcriptions. There are MFCC features and these TDOA features. And actually all the speech is coming from MDM data again, from beamform. Single enhanced speech signal. Again, those weights which we need to estimate are estimated on development set. As before, we are only showing diarization error rate with respect to speaker errors, not non-speech or speech-non-speech error. These are the results which we achieved. If you remember from the previous talk, the baseline was around 15 or 15.5%, which was actually this single stream technique, so just MFCC features. If we do combination of MFCC and TDOA features in case of information bottleneck technique and kind of traditional HMM, GMM, we may see that we get to 11-12%. The second table is just showing what are the weights, those linear weights for weighting the different features. So in case of, because these are different quantities, so in our case those are probabilities which are actually, which we are combining. In case of HMM, GMM, those are local likelihoods, so that's why also these weights are different. And again, in our case, the combination is done using relevance variables. And this is actually, as you see, you can see, outperforming the traditional system. So these are the results for combination. But combination on the, actually after the clustering, so combination on system level, as we call it. So again, there is this baseline 11.6%, which comes from the previous table. If you do system combination, meaning after we combine these relevance variables after clustering, you may see we are getting pretty high, almost 40% improvement. And then there are, of course, two possible combinations of system and model weighting. Actually, it looks, and again, it's pretty straightforward, that it's better to do system combination or system weighting with TDOA features, because they are usually more noisy, and they need probably more data to be well estimated, or at least those variables need to have more data to be well estimated. In case of MFCC features, it works much better. So that's why reason. Also, you may look at the table always. If the weights goes close to the those weights which we need to estimate, they go close to the system combination. So instead of 0.7, 0.3, we go to 0.8. Again, estimated on different data, but it looks generalized for this case. Just again to explain why we are getting such improvements. If you look at the single stream results for each meeting, 17 meetings in this case, so there is model combination and system combination. And you look at the bottom picture, which is just simple MFCC and TDOA information bottleneck technique, so there is no combination of different features. You may see that most of the improvement comes in case there is a big gap between those two single stream techniques. If they are pretty close, we don't get improvement. But if there is a big gap between MFCC and TDOA single streams, the system combination works pretty well for such a meeting. And just to conclude the paper, so here we are presenting new technique or new weight of combination of the streams, of acoustic streams. So rather as we did it before, before clustering to weight the acoustic features, here we are presenting a technique which actually is trying to do it after clustering. And the reason simple for that is probably that these relevance variables, which are used to then to merge different clusters or different segments, are going to be estimated on more data, on not just on short segments. And actually, as it was seen in the results, we are getting pretty good improvement for such a technique. So 40% over all 17 meetings. I think I'm done.
I'd like to thank our speaker. Since we run out of time, we don't have time for questions. So I think if you have any specific questions, you can talk to him and take it offline. Okay? The next paper will be linguistic influence.